MLF Capital reporter Jonathan Osting joins us now. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So how has Medicaid eligibility expanded in Michigan as of today?
Well, as you mentioned, there are some unique twists here in Michigan. So first of all, we raised the cap on people who can qualify to 133% of the federal poverty level. That's something a lot of other states are doing. That's kind of how it was envisioned to work. But what makes Michigan's plan unique is that there are also co-pays and premiums for new enrollees, which can actually be reduced through healthy living behaviors, such as quitting smoking or some other healthy behavior agreed upon with your doctor. So there's skin in the game, I guess you could say, but
yeah.
That skin can be reduced through behaviors that might reduce the overall cost of healthcare.
What was the idea behind getting the skin in the game and having beneficiaries chip in on their medical costs?
Well, I think that was part of the idea of selling this to a Republican-led legislature that is otherwise pretty opposed to the Affordable Care Act. Michigan, did not choose to set up its own exchange, which was allowable under the law. And Republicans did face a lot of backlash for going along with this Medicaid expansion. However, they were able to sell it as a reform plan rather than a simple expansion plan under the law, which I think, went a long ways in winning over some of those members and potentially their constituents.
And there has to be a lot to like from a public health point of view for offering incentives for healthy behaviors.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, the Michigan Department of Community Health helped champion this and is pretty excited about it. The governor has often talked about healthy behaviors and has his own 4x4 plan to encourage, things again, like stopping smoking or getting a regular physical. So certainly, those incentives make a lot of sense from a public health perspective.
I'm speaking with MLive's Capital reporter, Jonathan Osting, as we talk about Healthy Michigan, the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act that began today in our state. And this new program is based only on income, correct? And that differs from the way things worked in the past?
Yeah, traditional Medicare was available to new and expectant mothers and some really, really low-income people. But this essentially raises the bar for anyone who earns under 133% of the federal poverty level, which is about $16,000 for a single person or $33,000 for a family of four. It's expected to bring, hundreds of thousands of new residents into the Medicaid program, as opposed to having them go out and purchase insurance on healthcare.gov.
Mm-hmm. Now, there has been some confusion for Michiganders who thought they had previously signed up, but now the state's telling them, no, you need to reapply. Can you tell us what happened and what's the latest?
It seems to be another healthcare.gov issue, which is the federal website for signing up. That system was supposed to flag the state for people who might qualify for traditional Medicaid, so before the Healthy Michigan expansion. Unfortunately, the state said it didn't receive complete data sets from the federal government, so not enough information to actually process those claims. And it was something like 50,000 claims, 80,000 residents impacted. And they're asking all those people to now sign up again through the state website because they simply didn't get enough information from the federal government to move forward.
And if people were disqualified in the past from getting Medicaid, it's important, based on what you're telling us, don't assume because you were not eligible in the past that you're not eligible now, because you may be.
Yeah, exactly. There's some flexibility on who will be covered, and certainly the state wants everybody who thinks they might to try again. Don't be discouraged. It's, obviously in the best interest of the state to have healthy residents who are incentivized for these healthy behaviors, and they want to make sure everybody who does qualify gets signed up.
And Jonathan, this is supposed to save Michigan hundreds of millions of dollars eventually. Is there a plan for where that savings would go, what it would be used for?
There's not a direct plan. The idea actually is to bank some of that savings, because while the state is going to save some general fund dollars initially, the federal government's contribution is going to gradually decline. So the state wants to save some of that money to sort of offset any costs that might incur down the line. And in fact, the program also includes a so-called trigger switch that would end the expanded eligibility if eventually down the line those costs outweigh the state savings. So again, these are all sort of provisions put in there, I think, to win over some of the Republican members who might otherwise have been skeptical of going along with the Affordable Care Act.
Now, it's important for anyone who might feel that they are eligible to be a part of Healthy Michigan. Is there a deadline to sign up for Medicaid, or can someone sign up as needed?
Well, there's not a deadline. Obviously, there is a deadline for simply having health coverage now in the state, and that deadline has passed. So everybody is supposed to have health care or face a possible penalty from the federal government. That said, the Healthy Michigan plan, if you sign up later this month, that coverage will be retroactive to April 1. So if you're not able to sign up today for whatever reason, you end up doing it later in the week, you're not going to face any penalties. They'll consider you enrolled as of April 1.
Sorting out Healthy Michigan, the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act right here in Michigan. MLive Capital correspondent Jonathan Osting. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks so much for having me.